This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Wednesday. It's Hump Day. I'm in such a good mood. It's such an awesome day. It's going to be an amazing night. So I'm going to just wind myself up here and lay out for you everything we have to tackle tonight, because it's going to take quite a while, all 3 hours, to do all this. The Iranians, they are allegedly trying to kill Trump. We'll discuss the whole allegedly thing, and if they are, we will get to that, no doubt about it. We're going to discuss the world of make-believe. There are so much. Joe Biden went on The View. Kamala Harris got endorsed by a fake police group. There's just so much to dig into about deceptions. We're going to talk about cult-like behavior. That'll be fascinating. How the communist believes in using his power. The postal union came out against Trump. Some guy got invited to adult-themed parties, and I'm angry about it for a different reason. All that, why we're going to need rich, powerful guys on our side. The Marines have a new weapon, and so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin not with the thing I'm going to spend the most time on. I'm going to begin with something that I'm actually not going to spend a lot of time on, and I'll explain why in a moment. The story of the day, the attempted assassination or attempted infiltration of the Trump campaign by Iran. They are trying to infiltrate, get intel on Donald Trump, and murder him, according to America's intelligence agencies. I will get to that part of it in a moment. Let me just clear up something really quickly. You know, I know, that we're at a rough period of time with our country. We are. We're certainly not at our peak. And if you're being honest with yourself, if you take a step back and look at where we are, you look at the entire history of the country versus where we are now, it does seem in a lot of ways as if we are that Roman Empire that is beginning to, I hate using the word crumble, but contract, if you will. Oh, we had this. We can't afford to keep it anymore. Ooh, we lost this battle. Whatever, let them have it. Oh, what's that? We could. It just doesn't feel like we're expanding. It feels like we are, I guess I'll go ahead and say it, crumbling a bit. That's how it feels as a country. And part of that is the international influence we have
in the international fear we put into others. In this conversation, it can get uncomfortable for good people who believe in right and wrong, and you don't like violence, but you prefer peace. I understand all that. I get it. I'm glad you're like that. But internationally, when it comes to foreign policy, now and always, death, killing people, it's part of it. It just is. War, making war, assassination, spying, intrigue, that's part of foreign policy, always has been, always will be. Thumb through your Old Testament. They're sending spies into the city, working with prostitutes to try to figure out how to infiltrate it. That's life. That's how foreign policy goes. So one thing that's hit me foreign policy-wise, especially in the last 4 years, but it also happened under Obama a lot, is the international embarrassments. Remember when Iran grabbed a ship of ours, a Navy ship, and had our men and women, sailors, on their knees with their hands behind their head? That was an international embarrassment. Afghanistan was an international embarrassment. Joe Biden tells Russia, don't invade or else. Russia just goes in anyway. Country after country after country after country seems to be getting bolder and bolder and bolder about infringing on what we want, taking territory we have, pushing us this way, pushing us that way. This is something that seems to be happening with a fair amount of regularity. And now we have this thing. And I'm going to get to whether or not we believe the intel agencies. Believe me, that's going to be a theme here in a moment. But let's assume for a second, we're just going to do this for a second, that this is true. Iran has been very public about their intention to murder Donald Trump. So that much we know is true. Trump approved the assassination of Qassem Soleimani, the Iranian general who really was leading Hezbollah. That's a big part of what he did. He also created so many of those IEDs in Iraq that blew up our troops. So that scumbag had it coming a million times over. Trump approved his assassination. Ever since that happened, Iran has announced they are going to kill Donald Trump. They are going to try to kill Donald Trump. That's been something they say publicly. So we know that much. We know that. But why hasn't anyone over there died yet for that? Meaning, why is there a country, any country on the planet, I don't care which country it is, why is there a country that feels comfortable announcing their intention to assassinate an American politician of any stripe? I don't care that it's Donald Trump. I don't care that it's Republicans. Republicans, Democrats, independents. I don't care if it's the freaking Green Party. If you're a foreign country and you announce your intention to kill an American politician, well, people need to die for that, just the threat of that. And I don't say that because I want anyone to die or because I'm some kind of murderous monster. That's how foreign policy has to be conducted. If you're some scumbag in Iran and you go to the podium and announce that your plan is to murder Donald Trump, you should have a cruise missile land in your lap that evening while you're sitting down watching American Idol. That's how foreign policy needs to be conducted. I don't say that because I want that guy to die. I say that because every other scumbag on the planet needs to watch that happen so they know, uh-oh, I better mind my P's and Q's or that cruise missile will come for me one day. That's how you have to conduct foreign policy. Just the threat of that alone should result in kinetic action. And you know, this is me. I'm so non-interventionist anymore. I've watched this government screw up every foreign policy thing and sell our troops down the river. I'm not talking about boots on the ground. I'm not talking about an invasion. I'm talking about people dying, period. Cruise missiles, I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's a 40,000-pound bomb on somebody's compound. You don't get to, as an Iranian, as a member of Iran's government, you don't get to openly announce your intention to kill any American. Trump, Biden, Dump, congressman, I don't care who it is. You don't get to announce that without consequence. That's not a thing. And that it is a thing that is happening, that it is happening right now, brings me back to the point I was making at the beginning. it saddens me what has happened to us. And I hate to keep making Rome comparisons, but there are just so many comparisons that are accurate. You've heard of the Varus, give me back my legions. You've probably heard that saying. The Battle of the Teutoburg Forest, that's how I say it. I know that's probably wrong, but what was that? The Romans were trying to get in Germany. It was Germany back then, Germania, it doesn't matter. And those people were fierce and very tough. And eventually those Romans were led into an ambush and massacred, absolutely massacred by the Germans. The Romans, by this point, this is about the birth of Christ time, but the Romans by this point in time weren't expanding like they had been. And after Roman legions were massacred, Rome did not do what they would have done for the entirety of their history. And that's raise 10 more legions and go march into where you were just ambushed and kill them all and let God sort them out. That's how the Roman Empire would conduct itself. Instead, Rome went home, packed up their stuff, went home. In fact, they never really went back in any kind of a significant way. They just kind of, oh, well, I guess that's how it is now. And I wake up today and I see that Donald Trump has been briefed from the Director of National Intelligence about specific threats from Iran to assassinate him. Specific threats. If you believe these things to be true, and I will get to that part in a moment, but if you believe these things to be true, this briefing of Donald Trump should be accompanied by a missile strike of some significance against people who are leading this effort in Iran. That's not warmonger, Jesse. That's how foreign policy has to be done. And that it's not being done that way saddens me for where my country now is. That makes sense? All right, I'll touch on the intelligence agencies briefly, and then we're going to move on to the system of lies and other things here. Here's a lie for you. Want to know a big fat one? You think you give your dog nutrition when you give them dog food. We all believe that. I've believed that lie my whole life. And I remember being in the pet store with my parents. We're trying to buy this special blend. Well, I know Muffy likes the salmon blend. It's got extra this. It has nothing in it. I don't care what blend you get your dog. It's all brown because it's dead. Dog food is brown because they kill everything in it at the factory. That way it'll last longer on the shelf. We give our dogs empty calories their entire lives. Their entire lives. And we wonder why they die at 10 years old. Start sprinkling rough greens on your dog's food. All natural nutritional supplement that has everything your dog needs for a happy, healthy life. Vitamins and minerals and probiotics. It was created by a naturopathic doctor. You want a free jumpstart trial bag? Let's make a phone call. 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. I almost called it a Tuesday. It's a Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, and you should, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's get back to this Iran assassination, alleged assassination attempt on Donald Trump. I already told you what should be done if that's legitimate, but let's get back to that point of it. Why am I supposed to believe this? And it may be true. As I said, Iran has announced, it's not like they've hidden this. They've announced it publicly. They want Donald Trump to die. So it probably is true. But we've gotten to the point in this country where our institutions have lied to us and attacked us without end for so long. As soon as I see the Director of National Intelligence brief Donald Trump about a specific Iranian attempted assassination on his life, assassination attempt on his life, I should say, the second I saw that, I thought to myself, I wonder why they're lying about that. That's what I thought. I wonder what their angle is. What are they trying to do? And this is, if you remember back, This is what I was screaming about. I think there were many nights where I actually did scream, although I try not to yell and scream on the radio. I much prefer to laugh and play fart sounds. But I remember screaming about the lack of trust and the loss of trust in our institutions and what it will mean for the future of the country. During the Trump presidency, the system, which had taken over all the institutions, they decided to push all their chips to the center of the table, to use a poker analogy, and they decided the removal of Donald Trump is the only thing that matters. And every one of them, from media to intelligence to FBI, it didn't matter whether it was illegal, whether it was immoral, whether it was dishonest. They pushed all those chips to the center of the table to do everything they could to defeat Donald Trump. And then when COVID came around, they did the exact same thing. All the chips to the center of the table to try to force you to be vaccinated, to try to force your business to be closed, to try to force this and force that. And no, there aren't any other treatments available. The system pushed all its chips to the center of the table. And remember what we talked about during COVID, that there's a danger. There's a cost for all in. When you go all in poker, when you take all those chips and push them all to the center of the table, you don't always win that hand. And if you lose that hand, you're finished. The problem with all of our institutions locking shields to try to destroy and defeat Donald Trump is you've now spent a decade plus destroying the institutional trust the American people have in you. And now, as an American citizen, I wake up in the morning, I roll over, I grab my phone, I turn off the alarm, and I have an alert on my phone of a headline saying America's intelligence agencies have briefed Donald Trump that Iran wants to murder him. And my very first thought this morning when my eyes fluttered open was, oh, they're probably lying about that. And I'm not near alone in that thinking. Institutional trust, once lost, is devastating for a nation, and regaining that trust should be treated right now. If we had a government that wanted to save itself and save us and hold things together, the regaining of institutional trust should be treated as an emergency situation, a national security situation. That's how far and wide the effort should be right now to gain your trust back in these institutions. There should be committee hearings, arrests, public trials. I'm talking about of government people, not Joe Public. No more tracking down American citizens. I'm talking FBI agents, EPA, IRS, politicians, bureaucrats, directors, government employee after government employee. There should be public inquiry after public inquiry where the hearings are held in public. Who lied? When did they lie? Why did you lie? Was this criminal or should you just be fired? Government employee after government employee, they should need to build a new federal prison for all of the government employees who are arrested, put on trial, and sent to that prison. And I don't say that as someone who just hates the government. I say that as someone who understands getting back that institutional trust is necessary to save this country, and we are so far removed from getting it back because all the institutions who've lied about everything at all times are only doubling and tripling down now. We're so far away from public trials and accountability. All the people who've abused us for 10 years have all been promoted. And where that leads us is this. Today, CIA says Iran's trying to kill Trump. I say they're lying. Tomorrow, CDC comes out and says, what do they say? I don't know. Super Ebola is about to kill 50 million Americans. My first thought would be, oh, they're lying. That's a lie. Let's see what they're lying about now. And if that's my first instinct, that means it's probably your first instinct. And if it's our first instinct, then that means it's the first instinct of a large percentage of Americans. And if a large percentage of Americans believe the government is lying to them at all times, then we're going to have a very difficult time putting Humpty Dumpty back together again. And that's the truth. Now, speaking of lies, big ones, the world of make-believe, let's have a chat. Let's talk about lying, how they lie. Let's talk about Pure Talk first, though. Pure Talk doesn't lie. Pure Talk's on the same 5G network, so when you switch from Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, you don't sacrifice coverage. Pure Talk will save you a fortune. My bill got cut in half. Pure Talk, they don't send your money to Planned Parenthood, to Black Lives Matter. When Pure Talk gets involved, and they are heavily involved in the charity world, they're trying to get veterans back on their feet, healthcare, benefits. That's what Pure Talk cares about. Their CEO cut his teeth in Vietnam fighting for this country. And wait, I'll try to get permission to tell you one day what he was doing over there. He wasn't scrambling eggs. That's the guy running Pure Talk. That's the kind of company I want to be part of. How about you? Pick up your phone. It takes 10 minutes on the phone to switch. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk. Let's talk about those lies and how I hurt my wrist. Next.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted, but we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. We're about to dig into the truth, the world of make-believe, the peace I've made with the election, no matter the outcome. We're going to dig into all that in a moment. Let me remind you, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, and iTunes. All right, now, we've had this talk before. Let's have it again because there's so much that just came out today. Last 24 hours, this is going to be fun. But I have more peace with the election than most of my friends do. And let me explain. When we it actually just happened to me on, what was it, Saturday night. Saturday night, one of our neighbor friends, it was his birthday. We all went out. It's like six couples. It was a bunch of couples. We went out, Mexican food, went back to his house. We were just playing cornhole. They had the football game on. We were playing cornhole, just standard, you know, white suburbia crap. But all of them, every one of them, the dudes, stressed out of their minds about the election. We're going to win. We got to win. Jesse, tell me we're going to win. And I care a lot about the election as well, the Trump versus Harris election. I care a lot. But they were dying for me to give them assurances we're going to win. And I told them the exact same thing I tell you every day. It feels like we are going to win this election now. That's how it feels to me. I don't know that. I'm not making you a promise. I'm not making a prediction. It feels like Trump is running a better campaign. Dome was a disaster. The American people don't seem to be buying what she's selling. The polls seem to show that while they still do not like Donald Trump personally, they trust him on the issues more. It just, everything is looking good right now. But I couldn't give them and can't give you the promise we're going to win. But I can say this. I have some level of peace with whatever happens. And here's why. If you can run a campaign the way Kamala Harris has run the campaign, if you can run it like this, and you win the presidency having run it like this with the state of the country, then we don't deserve anything better than Kamala Harris. We don't. I know that doesn't apply to you personally, and that's what sucks about this. We are a nation of 300 million people. Everything isn't going to apply to everyone. You certainly deserve better than Kamala Harris. You're the hyper-informed. You're involved. You're voting. You're an activist. I'm not talking about you. If the American people as a whole can look at this, if they can look at where we're at inflation-wise, if they can look at where we're at border-wise, if they can look at, honestly, just how they handled the nomination process, knifing Joe Biden in the ribs, shoving him out the door, and just handing Dome the nomination without her winning a single primary. If the American people can look at that and then look at her and the disaster she is, if they can look at all this and think and say to themselves, yeah, that's what I want, well, then we deserve what's coming. And if the American people can be fooled by the fakest campaign I've ever seen in my life, if the American people are so dumbed down and demoralized that they can be fooled by this campaign, then we don't deserve better than Kamala Harris. And I'm not saying we are that dumbed down and demoralized. I don't know yet. You don't know yet. We won't know until November. I don't know where we're at. But the world of lies that has been constructed for Americans, if they aren't starting to see through this, then we don't deserve better. But on the other hand, it does seem like a lot of Americans are starting to see through the lies. For instance, here's an example of it. Thomas Massie had a chance, he's one of the great congressmen, he had a chance to investigate or to interrogate the IG, Inspector General of the DOJ, about January 6th. Remember, January 6th, what happened on January 6th has been used as the justification for so many things, for going after Trump, for rounding up the January 6th protesters, for intimidating people, for the mass collection of your data. January 6th has been used as justification for so many infringements on your liberty, for American people being attacked by their government. And Massie asked some very good questions. How many feds were part of January 6th?
Inspector General Horowitz, over the past 3 years, I've questioned FBI Director Wray and Attorney General Merrick Garland about the federal assets, such as confidential human sources that were present on January 6th at the Capitol, and they have continuously stonewalled me. We've got no answers whatsoever about this from them. Now, you announced that you were going to do a review of the DOJ response and preparation, mainly preparation, I think, for January 6th.
I'm just going to pause here before he actually finishes the question and the IG answers it. I just want to remind you that we know certain things about January 6th. We know a bus full of feds was there before anyone else. We know about the man who's known as Scaffold Commander. Why was he known as Scaffold Commander? Well, we don't know his real name. We don't know who he is, but he found an elevated position and he seemed to be directing a lot of the action that day and yet has managed to elude law enforcement after all this time. We've played for you the audio. You've seen the video by now of people like Ray Epps saying, let's go into the Capitol, get into the Capitol, gets off scot-free. In fact, gets a New York Times puff piece. Just a reminder of what we know.
When did you start that review? When did you announce that review?
We announced it in 2021, but we ended up pausing it because of the ongoing criminal cases consistent with how we perform our work. We reinitiated it last year, and I'm in the process of reviewing a draft of the report.
So 3.5 years ago, it was announced that you'd be doing this review, and we still don't have the review, do we?
No, and so I need to be careful on what
I... So we're 4 years in. The reason to do these reports, I think, is so we don't make this... If there were any mistakes, not to make the same mistakes again, but we are just weeks away from the inauguration. We're 4 years, almost 4 years into this report. When is it going to be released?
It's certainly my hope and expectation, although I don't control this entirely because it has to go through a classification review, but certainly in the next couple of months is my hope.
Do you think, is there any consideration for the election about the release of this report? Would you delay it in order to not release it before the right before the election?
At this point, given the process that has to play out in terms of classification review and all of that, I'm not making any, I don't have to make any judgment about that. We're still, that still has to go on. Just give you a sense of it when I did the Pfizer
review. You're saying it's not even going to be done in time for before the election?
I doubt it would be done in time for the election.
Oh, whoops. You wanted to know how many feds were in the crowd? Hey, we'll get that to you. We're digging into it. Hey, when's that report coming out? Oh, I don't know. Sometime after the election, of course. So that's just one of the lies they tried to tell. Now, how dumbed down and demoralized are the American people? Do they buy it? Have they been buying all this January 6th fear-mongering stuff? Well, this is pretty inspiring.
Talk to me about your level of interest in the criminal charges and so forth.
February 6th?
January 6th.
So I remember that day. I know he was the standing president. I'm not familiar with the charges that are being brought against him for that. I'm not following that charge for the... I know there's multiple court cases going on. I'm just not familiar with it.
I mean, that doesn't sound like it's going to be a factor in deciding who to vote for.
No.
Okay, so when I...
So that's a good sign. But let's talk about one of the techniques they use to lie. There's an incredible example of this when it comes to the Harris campaign. We'll talk about this world of make-believe. Before we get to that, let's talk about the IFCJ. Let's talk about supporting people who are going through hell at the moment. That's what it's like to live under rocket attack at all times. Have you ever stepped foot in a bomb shelter in your life? Probably not. In Israel, that's the norm. The children know what the inside of a bomb shelter looks like. That's how they live. You might be in algebra class, and you'd get a call to go to a bomb shelter, which actually that would get you out of algebra. But anyway, that's a side note. The IFCJ is out there showing support, buying flak jackets, building bomb shelters, and they can only do it with your help. Help! 888-488-IFCJ or go to supportifcj.org. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, breaking down the fakest campaign I've ever seen in my life. And that's saying a lot for politicians, talking about the Kamala Harris campaign. And let's talk about one of the ways they lie. Because there are many, many, many different ways to lie. You don't have to just flat out look at someone in the eye and tell them the sky is green. There are other ways to lie. For instance, what if I said this to you? What if I said this? I lifted weights this morning. I hurt my wrist. That's two sentences. I lifted weights this morning. I hurt my wrist. How did you take that? What do you think happened there? Chris, what do you think happened there? Did I hurt my wrist lifting weights? That's what you think, right? That's not what I said. I said I lifted weights this morning and I hurt my wrist. I didn't say I hurt my wrist because I lifted weights. You see, the truth is, and this is actually the truth, I somehow hurt my wrist while I was sleeping last night, and I did lift weights this morning. I just lied, though. I said that, those two sentences, with the intention to deceive. What I just did was outright lie to you in a different kind of a way. And this has become part of our politics now. And it's crazy now that all the information is available out there. Maybe you heard something yesterday about a big law enforcement endorsement of Kamala Harris's campaign. Remember, this is huge for Kamala Harris and Democrats. Democrats, because they're America-hating communist scumbags, when St. George Floyd died, every single Democrat, top to bottom in this country, sided with the criminals, cheered while American cities were burned to the ground. They all talked about defunding the police, turning the murderers loose from the jails. It was officially burn down America time. And every Democrat went on record as being part of that movement. Kamala Harris herself raised money for the bail fund that turned a murderer loose in Minnesota, and he turned around and murdered somebody. Kamala Harris did that. That's a fact. So they got all whipped up into a frenzy, into a lather, if you will, about defunding the police and letting all the criminals rape and murder whoever they wanted. Those are Democrat policies. Only those aren't popular policies. So they kind of had to make some adjustments, you see. Now, they're trying to soften that image of how much they love criminals. Well, the problem for that, if you're a Democrat, if you're Kamala Harris, is no police union, no big police union is going to stand behind you. Democrats hate the cops. They love criminals. That's how it is. Well, what do you do about that if you're Kamala Harris? Well, if you're a soulless monster, it's pretty simple. You just lie. That's all you do. You see, Kamala Harris announced yesterday that she was endorsed by, whoa, look at this, Police Leaders for Community Safety. That's the name of the group. Whoa, they sound important, don't they? Police Leaders for Community Safety? They're police leaders, and they want your community to be safe. So this law enforcement organization, they released this endorsement. And then, of course, they came out and said, this endorsement reflects Vice President Harris's track record and unwavering commitment to public safety and the rule of law. Whoa, that's awesome. Except I want to make sure I give him credit for it because it's his work, not mine. A Dustin Grage, he did some digging into the Police Leaders for Community Safety. Do you know when it was founded? March. I didn't say March of 2010. This March we just had, just a few months ago. They created a police organization for the sole purpose of endorsing Kamala Harris to try to soften the blows Democrats receive for being so pro-crime. That's how deceptive and evil our politics have become. That's how truly evil and soulless Democrats have become. And I'll circle back to what I was just talking about. If the American people are so dumbed down, demoralized, and lost by the system of lies we live in and our cultural rot, that they can't see through these things. If you're the human being, whoever you are, 20 years old, 90 years old, and you woke up and maybe you don't like Trump, you don't really want to vote for him, but not sure about Dome, you are a little bit concerned about the crime, and you looked at a headline that the police leaders of community safety endorsed Kamala Harris, and that was the thing that pushed you over the edge, you're voting for Kamala now? If that's you, you are a complete and utter moron, and you deserve the worst country on the planet because of how stupid you are. Specifically, your low IQ, your insane levels of stupidity to the point where you should actually be institutionalized. If something like this works on you, you deserve to live in a community full of murderers and rapists. You do. You deserve to have your dollar destroyed, your retirement eliminated. If you are so weapons grade dumb that deceptive, evil things like this are effective on you, you deserve the worst country on the planet, and you shall get it because of you. And that, look, I have a bunch more deception stuff because Biden was on The View, and we'll get to a lot of different things here. But if you are one of those people who allows this to work, you're a moron who deserve the worst. And I don't know that there are a lot of those people. I don't know. But when you're looking at the fakest campaign in presidential history, it gives me total peace. If the United States of America lines up to vote that woman into office this November, we deserve everything that's coming. Bring it on. All right. We'll continue on with this world of make-believe these people create. Before I get to that, I want to get to this. I want to get to, speaking of a world of make-believe, reproductive care. You heard that term? Reproductive rights. Women love talking about that. The young Democrat women love talking about that. Reproductive care, women's rights. It's an abortion. It's a baby. It's a baby. It's alive. It already has a heartbeat. It has a soul. It has feelings. And we need to bring that truth to the mothers who believe the lies that it's a clump of cells. Preborn is the one bringing that truth through the gift of ultrasound. Ultrasound is the greatest tool the pro-life movement has ever had, because once a mother hears her baby's heartbeat, then the truth cannot be covered up anymore. It is the light in the darkness. $28 buys that light. $28 buys that ultrasound for that young woman who's about to abort her baby. Will you save a life tonight? Preborn.com/Jesse is where you give. Give what you can. All right? Sponsored by Preborn. Joe Biden was on The View. More on the world of make-believe. Next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.